Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's mentally yours.
Hello and welcome back to Mentally Yours, Metro.co.uk's mental health podcast. I'm Rachel Moss, Metro's lifestyle editor. And today I'll shortly be joined by Ulrika Julia to talk about loneliness and the importance of female friendship. Back in 2015, Ulrika met Claudia Gard on Facebook and the pair decided to arrange an IRL friendship date. It went so well that they joined forces to create GoFriendly, an app that connects women who want to make more mates. We'll be chatting about their story soon and what it's taught Ulrika about mental health. But before then, I've been hearing from all of you. As always, our lovely listeners have been getting in touch to tell us what they've been doing to support their mental health this week.
So my mental health hack when I'm in a bit of a rut, I try to find something fun to do. So it can be as epic as, I don't know, trying a new sport like wakeboarding, or it can be simply like going on a little trampoline and jumping up and down. It's something like playful that kind of gets me out of myself and out of my head. It's trying to find your inner child and remembering that the world is fun. Mentally
yours. So thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to start with your friendship with Claudia. I know that you met via Facebook. Were you actively looking for a friend at the time?
I was. I had just moved back from San Francisco. I was living there for a couple of years and I moved back to Stockholm and life had changed quite a bit. You know, my old friends had moved on, found other friends, or, you know, busy with life in general. And also I wanted to find other female entrepreneurs in Stockholm to connect with. And I really couldn't find a suitable place, or I didn't really have time to mingle and to meet friends. So I was definitely looking to connect with like-minded women in Stockholm.
So how did that come about? Were you searching? I don't even know how you find someone to befriend on Facebook in the real life sense. How did you find her? Who suggested meeting up?
You know, funny story, I wasn't really looking on Facebook, but, you know, I've been back home for a couple of months and I felt like, okay, I got to do something. I won't obviously meet 10 cool female entrepreneurs at the bus stop. So I need to do something. So I joined a couple of Facebook groups and she had actually posted in one of them asking if someone wanted to join her for an event. And I have never responded to a stranger before. I don't think she's ever posted to meet strangers in a Facebook groups before. But I was just like, I'm just going to answer. I don't know who she is, but I'm going to take a chance. We actually never went to that event, but we had lunch. And that was sort of the beginning of GoFriendly.
Oh, I love that. So on that first meetup, were you a little bit nervous?
for sure. I mean, it's a bit nerve-wracking just going out for lunch with a random person. It's like dating, but it's a bit strange because friendship dating wasn't really a thing at the time. So it was this new concept and I haven't, you know, thought about it other than that I really needed, a place for it, but I hadn't really thought about it. But we met up at a cafe in central Stockholm and really, you know, connected. We were two like-minded souls and we both started sharing, our wish to connect with more friends. And she also had this idea of a platform. I don't know. That was that. It only took one lunch pretty much.
Wow. So pretty much straight away, you were talking about your business plan. Because I wanted to ask how you went from, new friends to suddenly business partners. But it sounds like it was almost instant.
It was instant. I mean, we didn't meet up a second time for friendship. We were just like, okay, I like you. You seem like a really driven person. We should just try it and see what happens if we start working together. So it was a bit crazy looking back, doing this adventure with a complete strangers. But, a couple of years later, here we are. See what happens if you connect with great people.
So when you first moved, tell me, how did that make you feel suddenly being in a new city and not really knowing many people? Because I've done it myself and I found it quite intimidating. How was that for you, well-being wise?
I think I found it really frustrating because there was a lot of things that I wanted to do. And I saw people sitting at restaurants and going out doing things. And I just, walking around trying to get to know my new city, and I felt left out, like I wasn't a part of the world somehow. It's nice to go out and have a cup of coffee by yourself sometime, but it's life is about experiencing it with other people. So without some sort of social setting, you're not really living, are you?
No, it's very challenging. Did you find that then had a knock-on impact in your mental health and well-being?
I think I lost a part of my energy. I'm usually out and about doing stuff, but I found myself sitting more at home, not doing things. And obviously that affects your well-being. And I really, because you do get a lot of energy from other people, don't you? Definitely. And that was one reason for me as an introvert to actually decide to go on a Facebook group and do something proactive to change my situation.
Yeah, amazing. So tell us a bit about GoFriendly and how it works, because I know it's essentially like a dating app, but for women who want to make friends. Is that right? And it uses AI. Can you talk me through that?
Absolutely. I mean, GoFriendly is basically an app which makes it easier for women to develop real connections and experience friendships. And I'd say, as opposed to some friendships apps that are simply add-ons to dating apps, GoFriendly is explicitly designed for friendship. And I think that's so cool because there's a whole community in there, 250,000 women in Sweden now that are looking for friendship. So that's super cool to see. And yes, we are using AI to deliver matches, which includes interests and reasons for joining the app, like if you're a new mother or if you've been moving to a new city or just finding someone to kind of explore new hobbies with.
And really at the heart of this app, it's the idea of tackling loneliness and helping people make connections for that. What's the scale of loneliness? What have you learned about how prevalent it is since you've started working on this business?
I have discovered that most people experience loneliness at some point in life, and that you're also, a lot of people experience loneliness despite being surrounded by family and lots of friends, but they might not have that special person to share you know, that one life situation that is important for you right now. Like we have members going through IVF, when they are looking to find groups and other people to share that experience with, or, you know, the members who are single at the time, all their friends are married. So they want to connect with a group of single women in the same area. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that, you know, loneliness is because you don't have anyone in life. It's really about not having kind of the right people at a specific time in life.
Mm. And it can really affect your health and your mental health, can't it?
I think for sure. I mean, I can just look at myself. I'm, you know, a lot of the times the stress tech entrepreneur, and one of the most, you know, the most important friendships that I've that I have in my life currently is the one who are the women that are also entrepreneurs and who I can share the situation with. And that's, you know, huge relief for me. And I think not having that would be, you know, super, would really affect me in a negative way for sure. So we do need other people, and we need to have people to share life with.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see a big spike in users after the pandemic, for example? Because I think when a lot of us hear the word loneliness, I certainly associate it with lockdowns. I think that was the first time in my life I really probably experienced that emotion. I know the situation here in the UK might have been slightly different for you where you were at the time. But yeah, did you see any change among your users?
Absolutely. And I think one reason to that is that a lot of people lost touch with people that they had once hung out with at work, or just old friends that they were kind of meeting up with by, you know, just old habits pretty much. And COVID kind of put an end to that. So we definitely saw an increase in usage after the pandemic.
I've heard a lot from business owners over the years that there's quite a lot of stress that comes with building something, even if it's something you're really proud of. How have you managed to maintain balance in your own life? Do you have any tips for finding that, or is it still very much a work in progress for you?
It's still very much a work in progress. But the first years, I think we were working constantly. But after some time, I really did feel that this is affecting me negatively. I can't sleep as well as I did before, or, you know, my heart is racing, or I'm constantly worrying about work. And that's when I decided that you do need to shut your phone off, leave your computer at home for the weekend if you're going somewhere. And also, exercise has been a really important thing. You don't have to go to the gym and work out, but just taking a walk is a really great stress reliever. But actually, one thing that I felt that saved me was I was before living in central Stockholm, but I actually moved outside Stockholm, and I now have this tiny house with a tiny, tiny garden. So I spend a lot of my time killing plants in my garden. But it's that has been really good for me and my stress levels and coping with my workload pretty much. So more gardening, more exercise, and time off from computer and emails and social media and stuff like that.
I was really interested to learn that your app specifically targets women, and it's only women, isn't it? And I think that surprised me, because there's a stereotype that women are quite good at friendship, that we're sociable, that we talk a lot, that we're maybe really, you know, emotionally intuitive. And the stereotype perhaps is that men find it harder to make friends. Do you think those stereotypes are false then, or are they making it harder for women to make friends, women who do want more connections? Is that getting in their way?
I'm not sure if it's easier for women to make friends or not. What I do know is that life changes for both men and women. And when it does, we do need to connect with new people in that specific situation. I mean, we started Go Friendly for women and those who identify for women because it was the kind of platform that Claudia and I were searching for a few years ago and that we would feel comfortable using to find new friends. So I think we do get a lot of questions about a similar app for men. And who knows, sometimes in the future, we might open up a part of Go Friendly for men because I definitely think that they have the same needs for friendships as women.
How has meeting Claudia and having this quite life-changing friendship impacted your own mental health and well-being?
Good question. Being a stress tech entrepreneur for years is definitely impacting my life in so many ways. But I think it has been so cool to meet her and, you know, do this adventure or journey together and find a person who I share as much with as pretty much my husband. She's my, you know, she's my work wife, and we go through good times and bad times together. But what has been really made clear to me over the past year is, you know, having the right people in your life. Claudia is that person for me, and we hardly hang out with, we don't hang out a lot outside work because we spend so much time with each other. But it's, I mean, she was the person for me that made this happen. I don't think she would have done it without me, and I wouldn't have done this without her. And I think that's true to a lot of different things in life, depending on what you want to do. For me, it was starting a company, and I needed a co-founder, and I needed other female entrepreneurs to do that. For other women, it might be, you know, I want to go on this journey to Asia, or I want to experience more culture, or I want to be, you know, I don't know, do whatever. And it's about finding those persons, similar minds to share life with. And that's what we're hoping to do with Go Friendly, connect people with similar interests and ambitions, dreams, and etc., and make sure that they can live the life that they want to, pretty much.
So I know you've recently launched in London, which is very exciting. But for those who maybe haven't downloaded the app yet or just want to meet people in real life, do you have any tips for finding friends offline?
That you have to be willing to take a risk or a chance, rather. And if you, for some reason, bump into a person that you feel, you know, he or she seems like a really nice person, you know, just ask if they want to go and grab a coffee. Most people will say yes to a question like that. So I think it's about being a little bit brave and putting yourself out there, and I think it's worth taking the chance because there's so much, so many nice people out there. So definitely taking the chance.
Yeah, I love that because realistically, most people won't say no, or if they say no, it's because they're busy and they've got a reason to, and they probably won't remember in a month's time. So
no,
shake off the embarrassment.
They won't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Nice. I like that. So I've got written here that your app has generated nearly 11 million direct messages, 4,600 coffees and 70 yeah. trips away, which is pretty impressive, the scale of it. What has facilitating all of those connections taught you about friendship?
That there's a perfect connection for everyone. That also friendship can... that you can find friendship in people or places where you least expect it is. Yeah, I think what I've learned is friendship has a huge impact on people's life. We spend a lot of time thinking and worrying about finding love, but I think that friendship is the facilitator to most things in life that you want to do or dream about. So I think this journey has taught me that it's much more important than I thought starting out, actually. And I wish people would put much more effort into evaluating what kind of friendships they have and what they lack in life, because the output of doing that is tremendous if you actually get those people in. The what you get to experience by having the right kind of people is super cool. I think it opens up doors.
You must have heard some pretty amazing stories from the people you've come across in your line of work. Have you got any anecdotes you can share with us about connections that have occurred, or just any personal stories that really stick in your mind?
I have so many. I have the group of women who traveled down and climbed Kilimanjaro together, which I thought was really cool. They have dreamt about climbing Kilimanjaro for years, and finally they found other people who wanted to do the same thing. I think that was cool. But also I love this group we have in Stockholm. It's a group of women, I think they're about 55, 60-ish. And they had never met up before, but they wanted to go dancing because they haven't done so in years. So they met up Friday night and they had this epic night together dancing, and they wrote us and was like, thank you so much. This was so much fun. We didn't think we were going to experience a night like that together. So I think that was super cool. So a lot of those stories, but in general, friendship doesn't have to be, you know, a cool story. I'm always happy to hear people moving to a new city and finding that, you know, a new group of friends to have coffee or dinner or hang out with. I think that's just life changing in a small way or in a big way, whatever you want to put it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Especially the dancers. Big fan of that. You are never too old to go out and dance.
You're never too old to go dancing. No, I love them.
Huge fan of that. And I would also advocate going by yourself. If you're yet to find your friend, just go by yourself. That is one of the things
definitely.
I've done when I've moved to a new place. Joined a local dance group. See who I found. Definitely a huge fan of that. So
well done.
So we have one final question we like to ask all of our podcast guests, and that's, what's the most important lesson that you've personally learned about mental health that you want to share with the Mentally Yours listeners?
How important it is to take time off from work and putting your phone down, closing your computer. I think that was a lesson that I learned a few years ago that probably saved my my mental health, really. Social media and smartphones and email and all of that is great because it gives you flexibility and you can work from anywhere and as much as you want to. But if you want to feel good, really think about your well-being, I would suggest to put your phone away and rest your head and read books.
Very good advice. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's mentally yours.
Thank you, Ulrika, for being our guest this week on Mentally Yours. If you've been affected by anything you've heard today, please call the Samaritans on 116 123. You can find us on our Facebook group, Mentally Yours, and on Twitter at MentallyYRS. And please get involved. Tell us what you've been doing this week to look after your mental health. You can message Pineapple Audio Production on Instagram with your voice notes. Thank you all for tuning in. And please don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way soon. Mentally Yours is produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.